Mincy affidavit, not new to the solicitor. The Atlanta Journal. Tuesday, July 15, 1913. State officials refuse to consider seriously statement of insurance agent. Despite the claim that many witnesses to corroborate the assertions of W.H. Mincy, the insurance agent and schoolteacher who claims that Conley confessed to him, can be produced by the defense of Leo M. Frank. State officials refuse to consider seriously Mincy's testimony as an important element in the case. Details of the Mincy affidavit are corroborated by E.F. Holloway, an employee of the National Pencil Factory, who states that he remembers Mincy's visit to the scene of Mary Fagan's murder on the Tuesday following the crime. Mincy states that he was told that 20 Negroes were on duty at the factory on the day of the murder, although about 8 of them were employed by the concern. He further detailed a conversation with a factory employee who allowed him to look about the place that day. Holloway says that he remembers the visit of a man who asked particularly about the Negroes employed at the factory, and otherwise fully corroborates the details of the visit to the factory as given by Mincy. Solicitor Dorsey, it was learned Tuesday, has known for some weeks that the Frank defense possessed the Mincy affidavit, and as a result he has made a vigorous probe of the affiant's past career, and of his movements on the day that Mary Fagan was murdered, the day that the Negro Conley is supposed to have told him that he had killed a girl. Solicitor Dorsey will not discuss his investigation of the man, but it is known that he does not consider the man's probable testimony as important. The solicitor spent Tuesday morning examining a number of the state's witnesses, and he is spending practically his entire time in preparing the Frank case. He expects to be ready when the case is called on July 28th, a week from next Monday.